I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. Radio audience figures. They're pretty difficult to work out. In some parts of the world, radio audience figures are estimated by giving a percentage of people a little portable listening spy device which listens to everything and attempts to spot a secret hidden code in the audio. These things are called PPMs, portable people meters, and they're in use in markets in the US and Canada, as well as in countries like Denmark and Norway. In other places, researchers knock on doors and ask people to fill in a diary, either a paper diary or an online diary, detailing their listening habits. And in other places still, people use the telephone to ring people and annoy them and ask them what radio station they listened to yesterday. All of this costs money, quite a lot of it. So it's only natural that small radio stations are quite keen to work out a different way to work out how many listeners they have, preferably a free way. The question is it possible that social media plays an answer? I scoffed at this as an idea when somebody suggested it. Could the total followers to a radio station Twitter account really be matched to an audience figure? Could you translate likes to listeners? I was a little dubious. No, I was massively 100% adamant that these figures measured different things. It's a fool's game to try and equate them. But that said, I do have a website with, for the UK at least, total listening figures in QME and total social media figures. So against my better judgment, I compared QME with followers on Twitter, on Facebook, and on TuneIn. The result for Facebook looks charitably like somebody has sneezed over the monitor while exclusively eating blue M&Ms, and the Twitter figures aren't much better. Frankly, I don't believe either of them. However, the TuneIn figures actually produce a graph that I can believe. You can see that there's a connection between total listeners and total followers on TuneIn. Followers is TuneIn speak for presets, because hey, why make it easier for listeners by using presets when you can use followers instead? There's a figure called a coefficient figure, and that's 0.78, which apparently means the relationship is a very strong one. So math says 2,000 TuneIn followers means a QME of 11,010 people. As I'm at pains to point out, this is probably a silly thing to do. Social media has little to do with actual listener figures. But I could be persuaded that if you have a preset on a radio app like TuneIn, that is comparable in some way to audience figures. Naturally, there are plenty of flaws. Some radio stations aren't on TuneIn because they're stupid. Others who promote TuneIn almost exclusively on air because they're stupid as a listening option will be overrepresented. And I'm not seriously suggesting selling advertising on these figures. They are, as a late-night UK radio presenter might call it, bullshine. But anyway, science. Next week, I'll be rifling through your kitchen bins to discover where the total amount of coffee you drink is related to the amount of Justin Bieber on your playlist. But until then, if you'd like to get my weekly newsletter, you can grab that at james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.